Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I hope it's the best ever. Some of you got that kick of $600 apiece from the government, and it was in your bank account before we turned to 2021. Others are still trying to figure out if they're even eligible, and still yet, when it comes to this whole stimulus thing, you had a lot of people that were upset. The president wanted $2,000 per American if you qualified. Nancy Pelosi's home was vandalized, where it said in big letters that we wanted the $2,000, and there was a pig's head and blood that was thrown right in front of her garage door. Mitch McConnell also got a little visit in Kentucky, where something similar was said about, where's our $2,000? And that's because Americans are drowning in this pandemic. So, yes, we've moved from 2020 into 2021, but the cold, hard facts are this. One, the vaccine rollout has not gone as expected. And two, you have the super spread of COVID-19. So more Americans than ever are getting it and are scared about what the outcome of this is going to be for them. If health-wise they survive that, what happens financially? 352,000 people have died in the United States out of 20.7 million cases. That's how many of the cases have really ramped up. One in 16 Americans is getting COVID. And, of course, all different levels. Some mild symptoms, they go through it. That's it. Others, it's lingering effects. They get through it. Others, they don't make it. And worldwide, if you wrap in the deaths of the United States, you got 1.84 million. Total cases, 85.1 million. We could argue about statistics and pull and twist them in any direction we want, but we know it. I mean, the facts are the facts, and this is the pandemic. I mean, we're still in this pandemic, and what to do, where to go, how it all shakes out in the end is still that giant question mark. So we carried the question mark with us from 2020 to 2021. This is how bad it is in California. Funeral homes don't have space. They're saying, we don't have space. They're putting up refrigerator trucks, etc., to try to deal with the amount of bodies they're trying to process. That, again, is the sad, sick, twisted fate that awaits some people who get this and don't come out of it. But there is a ray of hope, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We'll see what happens and how quickly we can get there. And I hate the vagueness of it all, but nobody can give me the exact answer. Isn't that typical? I mean, there is no exact answer. There is no date I can tell you this is what's happening. So there's still people working from home. There's still school districts fluctuating, and what should they do? Is it going to be some here at the school, some not at the school? And I think the hope was, can it just all disappear? Isn't that our resolution? Let's just make it disappear. Make it go away. But we're still dealing with this. My best guess is if the rollout of the vax is, it's swifter, it's not clunky like it is now. People are getting vaccinated, and then those who choose not to aren't, but at least 70 or 80% are. So then you get the immunity thing, or watch what's happening there, you know, poof. Because there are people that are having some reactions, and that scares the bejesus out of anybody who wants to roll up their sleeves. So there still, again, is a lot of questions. Speaking of questions, we're going to get into the politics, get into the thick of that for a second, because there was some taping that went on, and there's a big runoff happening this upcoming week, of course, in Georgia on Tuesday, that will decide the fate of the Senate. Will it go the way of the Republicans or the Democrats? Because the votes matter, and that's what's going to happen. And Kamala Harris, who's the VP, would ultimately have the deciding vote if there was some kind of a tie. So let's see where that balance goes. Then there was a quick story, I'm going to throw this in, about COVID. Again, welcome to 2021. We're off to the races. A whistleblower from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China gave the United States some credible intelligence, supposedly, saying that the global pandemic, coronavirus pandemic, was a leak or an accident in the lab. And there's more evidence of that. Isn't this something that we've heard before, but now just really tying it up and saying, for those who are doubting it, here's what it is. And this is where it came from. And okay, this is exactly what's happened. That's where it came down the pike. That's what happened. All right. Then you had the president in the middle of this war with Georgia over votes. What's interesting is, and this blew up over the weekend, the Washington Post on Sunday released some audio of a Saturday phone call between the president and the Georgia Secretary of State, where they're discussing the election results. Initially, there were some snippets, and then the more of the call was laid out. But here's what you basically need to know. The Washington Post claimed that in his talk, the president's talk with the Georgia Secretary of State, that he repeatedly urged him to alter the outcome of the presidential vote in the state. There's a transcript of the call. It shows that the president demanded an honest accounting of the ballots, which he says would give him more than 11,000 votes. Some of the key moments in the conversation is this, and this is what the president was trying to lay out: ballot fraud or irregularities. And he said, we've had hundreds of thousands of ballots that were able to actually get you a pretty accurate number. You don't need much of a number, because the number of that theory I lost by the margin would be 11,779. This is the president. But you also have a substantial number of people, thousands and thousands, who went to the voting place on November 3rd, were told they couldn't vote, were told they couldn't vote because a ballot had been put in their name. And you know, that's very, very sad. And he talked about specific numbers and said you had vacant address voters, you had voters who weren't on the voter registration list, and then you had a smaller number who only voted where they just had a PO, post office box number, and that's not allowed. So all of this is on tape. It exploded, and then it started into a Twitter war between a little bit, between the president and the Georgia Secretary of State. It's never dull, never. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, a little snippet as we start off Author's Corner with a children's author you're going to like.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Two, three, knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Bakshan Satpuri joins us right now, and she has written 3 books, and who knows how many more she'll write, because I think she has more stories to tell. 3 children's books that I think adults can read as well, too, but definitely children. And I'm thinking of Richie Rat and her red cap. So, Lakshan, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kay, for having me on.
So let's talk about your inspiration, first of all, overall for your books. Where do you come up with these ideas?
Actually, I have been a teacher for 45 years, primary school teacher, and I always had a lot of passion for kids. I had been into all the activities of the kids, physical as well as mental and all educational and all that. And when this thing of Stranger Danger came about, and I thought, instead of preaching to the kids, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And when I retired, I took up this journey of writing. A kid of 14 years disappeared here from Brisbane. He was going to buy his mother a present, unfortunately, and that really hurt me so much, a 14 year disappearing. And I said, by writing stories of relationship with this Stranger Danger, and it will educate, reading the story to the kids will educate the children more than just preaching, don't meet someone or don't do this, but you can read it and then recap it by asking questions, why do we do this, and let the children think for and realize, yes, I shouldn't be doing that. So Richard does this. He disobeys his mother, goes freely everywhere, anywhere. When he meets the danger, dangerous animals and reptiles, he comes and says, Mom, you were right.
Wow. And so what a great lesson in that. And I think you pretty much told us that when this book is read to children, that's what you hope that they get the message, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To be careful.
So, this is my inspiration. I want children to be inspired, and I will be. I am one of those fortunate kids, one out of the 11, whom our parents taught a lot of things. So, yep.
And you were in education for so long, like you told us. So
yes,
you understand children, and I want you to tell us, because this is your newest one, but I want you to tell us about the other two books.
The other two books, the cool dude, and it was my niece's son, little boy. He just started school. He said, "Then there's a bully in my class." I said, "Okay, that is cool topic." So I took that topic, and I wrote. And the bullying has been the in thing ever since I was born, I think. So to combat that, you have to develop a strong attitude, stamina, how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's why, Kate.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Bullying is so prevalent. So you've hit on two really big things about stranger danger, bullying. And like I said, you really, Lakshan, understand children. And tell us about your third book.
A third one is Return of the Forest Heroes. There is epidemic of obesity. When children do not eat right food and or they are not fed properly in the proper diet, they often are very lethargic in class. They often suffer this malnutrition and that affects their learning. And if they do not do physical activities, then there is a risk for their learning as well. It affects both to a degree. I'm not a doctor, so therefore I cannot claim that, but this is what I found. And if it's like, so Richard takes them, the classmates, to do fitness. And here he goes, and then once they won the sport team competition, they were elated. And this is just another fiction.
Wow. So, again, the themes that you've undertaken, so smart. And you're right. You can't preach to the kids. Is it rewarding for you to have written these books?
Yes. I really hope wholeheartedly that these books go out and people appreciate and make use of it. And perhaps I haven't got finance to make videos to, you know, make what you call action videos for them, for the kids to be entertained into 3-1. Yeah.
But the books are so entertaining and filled with lessons.
Thank you, thank you, much appreciated. At least it's been understood.
Yeah, and for you, you know, you are in Queensland, Australia. What are you looking forward to in the future as a writer?
Actually, I want this reach out to the kids and the parents, through parents. Parents need to look at it and get some benefit out of it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's parents and kids, and especially
benefit out of it. Yeah,
yeah, they can do it together. And Richie Rat and Her Red Cap. That's the first one we started talking about. And you can find all these books, Lakshan's books, on Amazon.
Kate, actually, I really wanted this to turn out into an action movie, the 3-1, because the same characters that I threw, but. Yeah, I don't know where to go, how to go. You know, I've been hunting and not very good.
Well, you know what the answer is? You keep hunting because people are always looking and you never know. And for anyone listening, if you can, if certainly there, if someone may know somebody, you never know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you never know. Lakshan Santori, thank you so much. And again, find those great books on Amazon. Yeah. Thanks. It's interesting, bullying, of course, sadly, has become so big that we see suicides with kids. We've talked to parents who have on this show that have lost children because they were bullied and something happened to them, and trying to turn that around was so tough. And often when somebody's bullied, they don't say anything. They don't go to the teacher. They don't go to the school counselor or the principal or superintendent. And that's all the things that, you know, they really advise you to do. And bullying takes on different forms now because of social media, of course, and that's the same thing with what we call stranger danger that she was talking about. And what do you tell kids and grandkids, and not taking things from strangers, and don't talk to strangers, and use the buddy system, and you know, you wonder too with technology, it's that yin and yang, what's good and what's not good. And I think one of the things is because you have a cell phone, and a lot of times the kids have the cell phones. I mean, think about this. Do you even know the telephone numbers? Because how important is that? So my advice would be definitely is they got to have numbers that they know, and they have to know how to get home. And I think that whole buddy system thing really, really works. So I think those are important themes, and that's why we had Lakshan on, because I think it's important for people that have children in their lives to figure out resources and ways that you can get it to them, so you don't have stories like the one she started to talk about that affected her, where a kid goes missing, and how awful is that? All right, just a couple of minutes left in this seg to give you some headers, including the fact that the NFL playoffs are set. Woohoo! Nancy Pelosi gets reelected speaker in what's probably her last term. She barely eked in. The president is not worried about this Georgia election official and the back and forth and what went on Twitter, and I think I do think that that blows up, but then blows over. There's a couple of weeks left in the administration. It'll be interesting to see how he bounces out and what happens with the president in the future. And Biden has said that he's going to get an escort to the White House, and there's going to be a virtual parade on Inauguration Day. Bond girl Tanya Roberts, you remember her? She was a star of the 70s show. She died. So the first thing you think is, oh, my gosh, was it COVID? And she was someone who starred alongside Roger Moore in the 85 Bond film, A View to Kill. She was also on Charlie's Angels. She was just 65 years old in that 70s show, too. She died after a short hospitalization. She was walking her dogs, and then the next thing you know, boom, she was hospitalized. And I guess she was really cautious about COVID-19, so they're not saying that it was COVID-19 that killed her. And, of course, I mentioned the playoffs, and so the playoffs are set. Washington won the NFC East. Some people not happy with the Eagles. They made a quarterback change, and the Giants could have gotten in, I guess, if Philly had won. So the longest playoff drought ended. The Browns, 11-5, they're back in the playoffs for the first time since 2002. A couple of highlights. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials worry that a post-holiday surge of COVID cases is on the way. The United States passed 350,000 COVID deaths on Saturday. and officials fear that holiday celebrations could lead to an even deadlier January. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams says that Americans still have the power to temper the surge. He tells CNN that if you did travel for the holidays, there are a few things you can do to keep from unknowingly spreading the virus.
What I want people to know is the projections are pretty scary, but the projections and what we do now matters. If you gathered over the holidays outside of your household without a mask, there are still measures you can take right now. You still can self-quarantine. You still can get tested, knowing that greater than 50% of the spread now is among people who are asymptomatic. You still can wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance. And if we do that, we will be able to temper this surge.
This is USA Radio News. A recording of a phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was released Sunday, in which the president appears to push Georgia election officials to overturn the presidential election in his favor. The Washington Post first reported on the details of the call. Senator David Perdue says he's shocked that a member of the Republican Party would tape a sitting president. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that what he heard on the tape was the exact thing President Trump has been saying since the November election.
What the president said is exactly what he's been saying the last few months, and that is that, the last 2 months anyway, we've had some irregularities in the election in November, and he wants some answers. He has not gotten them yet from our Secretary of State. It's one reason why I asked for him to resign. We haven't got it from our state legislature because there's been no special session called. And then he went to court, the president went to court, and then I went to court. And the courts have denied us hearings, saying it's more of a legislative issue. So what the president said in this tape today is no different than what he's been saying for the last 2 months.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Around an author's corner, we go to a village outside of Yorkshire, England, and this book is fascinating, and it's called Ronnie's Story, and Ronnie's Story is the story of Veronica Walker and her life. It's her memoir, really, and it's a story of growing up in a very intriguing area to so many of us who don't know much about it, only what we've read or only what we've seen in movies, for example. But she was born in northern Rhodesia, and she grew up not in that privileged white area that you're thinking about, in colonial Africa, but as the daughter of a man who had failed at what he was doing, a gold prospector. Her son, Gavin Walker, was instrumental in bringing this book, so to speak, to life, in making sure it had the revisions and everything that it needed. And so it's out there on Amazon. You can get it, Ronnie's Story. And it's, again, fascinating, just absolutely fascinating to me. So, Gavin, thank you so much for joining us. And tell us about Ronnie. Tell us about your mom and her beginnings.
My mom was born in a small town on the border between Rhodesia and Mozambique. It's a small town called Umtali, which is now called Mutari. My grandfather at the time had just failed in one of his gold prospecting missions and was actually farming in a farm across the border in Mozambique. And my grandmother was running a home for children run by the Rhodesian Lottery at the time. And that's when my mother was born. And then when the farm failed again, my grandmother brought my mum and her two sisters into Salisbury, which is now Harare, when my mum was 7 years old, and my grandmother started a boarding house so that she could support her three daughters because my grandfather was not a very good provider. My grandfather died of throat cancer very soon afterwards, which left my grandmother to support her three daughters. If we're talking sort of psychologically, my grandmother was too busy providing food and clothing and boarding to actually be much interested in the children. That doesn't mean to say she didn't love her children, but she was very busy. So my mother was actually brought up mostly by her two elder siblings. Now, my grandmother was a nurse. She nursed in Southwest Africa, not Southwest Africa, East Africa, just after the First World War, and she nursed all the men who had the Spanish flu. And my mother grew up, and it was expected of her that she would go into becoming a nurse because that is what you did, and you did not argue with my grandmother because my grandmother's word was law. So my mum became a nurse, and she became an infectious diseases nurse after her training and worked in the infectious diseases hospital in Harare. My father was a Scotsman who had been sent to South Africa with the Royal Air Force as a trainer with the Air Force during the Second World War. After the Second World War, he went up to Zimbabwe, or which is now Rhodesia, was Rhodesia, to learn how to farm, and he met my mother there because he stayed with my grandmother in her boarding house, and they got married. When they married, my mother had to leave nursing because in those days, if you were a nurse, you could not be married, so they left. My father then went to a small town called Koroi, which is sort of halfway between Salisbury and Kariba, started farming. He then failed at that farm and then got a job, which was before he left England, before he left Scotland, he was a butcher. And he got a job as a butcher at Kariba, just as they were building Kariba Dam. And then he failed at that again. And so he hauled my mum up to the border between the Belgian Congo and Zambia. And he got another job as a butcher. And my mum had to run a home for girls, delinquent girls. And she had my elder sister in Kitwe, which is where they stayed. My father then messed up on that job, and they went down to live in Lusaka at a place called Chilanga. And my middle sister, Deborah, was born in Lusaka, and I was born 3 years later on the same day, 3 years later, in Lusaka as well. And we were living in Chilanga. I remember that house as being actually quite a wonderful house. And we Googled it, and it's still there, and the gardens are still there as well. 50-odd years later. After that, my father decided that he wanted to go farming, so he sold the house underneath my mum's feet and took us to farm in Makushi, which is up towards the Malawi border, but still within Zambia. There, it was a virgin bush, so we first started living in a grass shack because there was no roads, there were no fields, it was just virgin bush. So in order to do anything, we first spent, I think it was about 6 weeks, in a grass shack until we had a rainstorm one night and it washed the grass shack away. My mum, because she was born in Africa, sorted out the bathroom facilities, which was like a shower. And we had water from a borehole, which you had to be very careful with, because when you turned the water on, because the hose pipe had been lying in the sun all day, it burnt you because it was so hot. And then it was ice cold, so you had to sort of be careful of how you did it. And I grew up with what we call a long drop. So we never had a proper loo. We had a long drop, which was a big hole in the ground, about 8 feet deep, with a loo over the top of it. And that was our loo. And I remember we had turkeys, and my little sister and I used to go to the loo together. And we used to have this male turkey, this tom turkey used to come and stand in front of the doorway to the loo and wouldn't let us out. And used to terrorize us until my mum came and actually shooed him away. We then moved from the grass shack into the tobacco shed, because that had to be built first, because once the tobacco was in, we had to have somewhere to grade it. I remember we had Christmas, two years of Christmases in the tobacco shed. Behind the tobacco shed, we had a hill. Now, we had a pet duiker, which is a small buck called Doodle, and he used to sleep in a hole in the hill at the back, and we used to have a swing out on that hill as well. And it was only during the summer of one of those years that we discovered that two pythons, one was about 12 foot long and the other was about 8 foot long, actually lived in the hole that we used to play around.
Wow.
So they got rid of that.
Wow.
Go into detail for that, because that was rather unfortunate the way they did that.
Wow. And in your book, you talk about what this was like. I mean, she talks about what it was like, what life was like. And I want to remind everyone who's listening, the book is called Ronnie's Story, A Daughter of Africa. It's a beautiful cover, by the way. Veronica Walker, that's where you'll find it, under Veronica Walker. And we're speaking to Gavin Walker. You're telling us such interesting details about what it was like to live or to walk in her shoes. What do you hope people take away from reading her memoir, her book?
One of the things I hope to take away with is don't give up. You know, it's very easy to give up and fall into your shell. She never gave up. She always, every time my father sold the house underneath her, she was angry, don't get me wrong, but she went back and she built up her life again. And when she died, we had 300 people turn up to the funeral, which absolutely astounded us, because we didn't know she knew that many people, because she showed people that she loved them. And that's what I want people to take away from this book, is never give up. Never stop loving people, because, you know, that's what makes your life. Am I making sense here?
Yeah, it makes complete sense. I think it's a perfect place to end this, because you will be fascinated by Ronnie's story, and you've really driven home the point, Gavin, that she taught you to never give up and that she had a love of people, and it was evident by taking us in 2009 to her farewell party that was quite attended by people that you had no idea that she knew. And again, it's Ronnie's Story, A Daughter of Africa, Veronica Walker. That's the name you'll find it under. And Gavin, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's no secret here on the show. I talk about playing golf all the time. It's one of the best privileges, really, of my life, that with this career I've played in some of the greatest places in the United States and some other places as well. So in our virtual green room right now, Steve Shannon joins us, and the game has been very, very good to him. He's written a book called Good Strokes for Older Folks, A Senior's Guide to Somewhat Better Golf. I love that title. Steve, thanks for coming on.
Hey, my pleasure.
So you talk about in the book, too, it's funny, you've got great examples of this, and it's so true, isn't it, that this is a game that we all want to master, or we think we can master, I don't know, but then we get, it's just like incredibly embarrassing and at times so exasperating. Why are we addicted to golf?
We're crazy, of course. Only lunatics play golf. But but golf is just like real life. You know, we're responsible for everything that goes on there. And we want to blame the car horn or the bird squawking or the person next to us that sneezed, but we're responsible for whatever we do with that ball. It's an addictive kind of game.
It is an addictive game. And in the book, you know, you talk about innovation and talk about innovation. And I said this, that the game has been really good to you. Tell the listeners what you were part of that is incredibly innovative, that just took off like nobody's business.
Well, are you talking about fundraising for charity?
Yes, yes.
Aha, okay. Well, that's I'll see if I can do it quickly. I have I lost a kid brother in Vietnam, and my passion became helping wounded warriors of various kinds. And some years ago, about 7-8 years ago, golfing buddy and I got asked to help with the fundraising tournament. And to do so, we came up with the idea of using an air-powered golf ball launcher. And the people would come to our hole, and they would pay some money to the charity for the opportunity to shoot a ball 300 yards or more to the green and get a birdie or an eagle. It was just a fun thing. Well, it has exploded, and now there are people all over the United States doing this kind of thing in golf tournaments.
And, you know, it is very fun to do, I have to say. I really wanted to get a hole-in-one, but I did it at a charity tournament. And they put it on my shoulder, and I was like, oh, please, please, let it just hit the green and roll in, and everybody explode with excitement. And it didn't happen. But I still didn't have an embarrassing shot, and it was really fun, and they filmed it. So it was pretty exciting.
That is really fun. We get four or five holes-in-one every year. And when you consider we do a couple hundred tournaments a year, that's still a pretty high percentage.
Yeah. Wow. No kidding. Well, what a great thing. And especially, too, Wounded Warriors. I love that connection. I'm with you. That's one of my charities for sure. Now, tell us about the book. You know, there's some funny and delicious, I think, stories in there. And you give advice. So, you know, tell us about some of that great advice you're giving us.
Well, the first advice is don't take me too seriously. And the second is, don't take golf too seriously, because you're never going to beat it. You know, if you're not having fun on the course, why do it?
Boy, that's so true.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And this book is just a compilation of stories that I've accumulated over the past 60 years of playing golf all around the country.
Yeah. For you, what was your best round of golf?
Well, actually, in my heyday, I actually played subpar. But the only time I ever did that, when I was playing with my father, he was the very best player I've ever seen. He was always one stroke better than whoever he played with. He should have been a pro.
Right, no kidding. So really, there was something about playing with him, I bet, that made you play up and play really well.
But, and I think it's like anything in life. If you play with people who are highly skilled, you play better. And that's been my experience. I've been in the consulting business most of my life, helping people sell their products better or make a better looking product, whatever it happened to be. And that took me all over the country, 46 states. That's a lot of golf courses.
I was just going to say that. So 46 states will travel, have golf clubs, and getting to play in all these different places and all these courses. Do you have a favorite course?
Well, the truth is I don't. Every course is so different. Each one has something that is wonderful. It's kind of like people, you know? Everybody, you don't have to like someone to like something about them.
Mm. I like that. I mean, I was just thinking in talking to you what my favorite courses were, and I'm kind of like you. I don't know that I have a favorite one. I mean, I got to play Pebble, which was amazing, and shockingly bad I was. Because I think I was so overwhelmed. I'm playing Pebble, and now I can't find my ball anywhere on this course.
Oh, terrible. Just, you know, a wonderful course.
Yeah.
But incredibly difficult. I can't imagine playing that as your regular weekly game. Oh, my.
No, I can't either. And, you know, then I played, too, for people listening in Miami area, Doral. I kept hearing so much about it, and then I played it, and you would always see, oh, the blue monster is so tough. And actually, that was, like, one of my best holes. But the rest of the game, there was so much sand. I was just in sand the whole time and trying to hit out of sand. And so that's part of that frustration that we're talking about. You know, when we say it's exasperating, that's one of the things. It's where the ball lands.
Well, my goodness, yes, and that's the whole difference between the professionals and the rest of us. They can play those strange shots. We can't. My dad one time, and my favorite quote from my dad, I asked him how in the world it was that he was always in the fairway. The truth is, in all the years that I knew him, which is well over 70 years, I never ever saw him miss a fairway. And he just simply smiled at me and he said, son, he said, I've been working hard all my life and I just don't have time to learn all the hard shots you play.
Oh, that's That's a great line. Boom! Hashtag.
That wiped me out. No, you were talking about you were talking about courses, and some of the western courses in the mountains are absolutely phenomenal. And the one that really caught my attention is up in Coeur d'Alene, Iowa, or Ohio, pardon me, Idaho. And they've got this doggone hole with a green that literally floats in a lake.
Yes.
And oh, my gosh.
How do they
change it. Well, yeah. They must have a million balls in the lake every year.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's fascinating. And when you're playing in the mountains, you don't realize that all of the fairways tilt to the downside. You know, so you always have to be playing into the mountain because your ball is always going to roll downhill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, one of my favorite things is, so that's challenging. There's no question about that. One of my favorite things about golf is that there's always this big bravado, right? When you pull up and, you know, I challenge you, and when the golf cart comes, if you don't hit it 150 yards past the woman's tee or whatever it is. But there's always these games. There's these games, and it's so fun and funny because usually the person that is the ribber, the person that is joking the most, is usually the one that falls apart eventually during the round.
Of course. Right? There is nothing worse. And don't you love it when someone is pressing from the rear and wants to pass through your foursome? And you know that if you let them come through, they're going to screw up their shots. It's always there. It's so fun.
Yeah, I wondered the origin of the word, like, four. Like, how many times on a course have you heard that? Four, what? Duck.
It has to be some derivation of a dirty slang, I know.
No kidding.
This book, Kate, really was a labor of love because over the years I had taken notes and of the fun things that happened at various holes or various courses. And I just threw them in a drawer. And when my wife and I downsized years ago, we had to throw a lot of stuff away. And she came to me with this big box and said, what are you going to do with all these notes? And then she suggested that I take these notes and consolidate a few of them for my kids. Well, it turned out to be a tome, and it became a really fun book. And so just as we do with our fundraiser, part of the proceeds from the book after actual costs go into charity. And I really want to encourage people to get this. It's as we say, the book may not improve their game at all, but they will laugh a lot. And that's the whole point. They will laugh, and it's wintertime coming up. Golf is slim, if any. But they can sit down and they can have memories that make new memories for themselves. And this is just a fun, fun laughing book. And it might even learn a few things because, as you notice, there's a little history in it.
Yes, there's some great history in it, and I think people should pick it up and help charity, too. So, Good Strokes for Older Folks, A Senior's Guide to Somewhat Better Golf. I don't want to spoil it. There's great, great stories and musings in it. Steve Shannon, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Kate.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.